With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. On this Valentine's Day, the American Red Cross is hoping one Rhinelander couple's love story will inspire others to volunteer. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Mike and Joan Hartman of Rhinelander have been married for more than 50 years. When asked their secret to a long and loving relationship.
Yeah, the big thing is to find the right person. Quite literally, Joan and I started dating in January, got married in September. We just found each other, and that was our connection, and that's why we're still together.
They say they each have their own hobbies, but one of their shared interests is helping others. About 6 years ago, following their retirement, the Hartmans decided to volunteer with American Red Cross. Since then, they've been helping people in the region after house fires and have been sent to other parts of the U.S. to help people following natural disasters. Not long after their 50th anniversary, they were both deployed to Florida to help with recovery following the destruction left by Hurricane Milton in October.
You know, they're in a situation that is detrimental to them, and they're scared. And we feel that we have the capabilities to calm them a little bit and make them feel comfortable.
Katherine Halverson is the American Red Cross of Wisconsin North Central Chapter Executive Director. She says the North Central Chapter is seeking volunteers, especially for the Disaster Action Team.
Volunteering is really at the heart of the Red Cross. We would not be successful without our volunteers. And we just appreciate everything they do to make their communities a better place to live and to help on people's journeys after, you know, oftentimes some of the worst days of their lives.
The Hartmans say signing up to volunteer could be one of the best decisions a person makes. It has been for them, just knowing the impact they're making in their community.
Red Cross isn't just for big disasters. It is for local events that happen, too. I think it'd be great to have more volunteers, especially in our rural communities.
You can visit the Red Cross website for more information on volunteering. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The North Central Chapter extends from Marathon County north to Houghton, Michigan. We now know the name of the person who died after getting hit by a vehicle in Merrill. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Andrew Chartier of Merrill was hit by a vehicle on State Road 107 near Snow Road. It happened Monday night around 8:45. First responders tried to save Chartier, but he died from his injuries. Birdwatching is a fast-growing hobby around the United States and the world, but you don't need to be an expert to participate. As Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Azarte reports, you can help researchers learn more about birds in your backyard during a global bird counting event that starts today.
Each year, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and other bird organizations coordinate the Great Backyard Bird Count. The event encourages people to go outside and report what birds they're seeing. Becca Radomski-Bish, the project leader, says it's meant to help scientists gather data, all while exposing newcomers to the songs and colors of bird species like northern cardinals, blue jays, and chickadees.
Birds, I mean, they're fun. And so I find that birds are this really wonderful entry point for a lot of people to sort of become awoken to the mysteries and wonders of the natural world.
People who are interested can visit birdcount.org. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
Authorities across North Central Wisconsin are warning people about scam attempts underway. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office says someone is calling people and pretending to be a relative in trouble, or a bail bondsman or a lawyer representing a relative. They then request large amounts of cash. In Crandon, the police department says similar scams are underway with callers claiming they're in trouble and need money. The Rhinelander Police Department, Odette County Sheriff's Office, and Forest County Sheriff's Office also sent out warnings to community members. They say senior citizens are the targeted age group. If you receive what you believe is a scam call or someone comes to your residence claiming they're collecting bail money, authorities urge you to call them and report it. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A recent report shows cuts to Medicaid could have significant impacts in rural areas that are home to large numbers of American Indians. Kathleen Shannon reports.
A January report shows that in rural counties home to large numbers of American Indians, people are more likely to rely on Medicaid for health insurance across all age groups. That's according to a report from the Georgetown Center for Children and Families on Medicaid's role in rural areas. Executive Director Joan Alker says that's a national pattern.
This is important because if Congress moves ahead to make large cuts, these areas and Indian country more generally will be in big trouble.
Alker says documents leaked from the House Budget Committee show it's considering cuts to Medicaid between $200 billion and $2.3 trillion. She adds the cuts are not a foregone conclusion. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Mylar balloons that get loose can cause power problems. Wisconsin Public Service says while balloons may make a great Valentine's Day gift, stray balloons can leave thousands of people in the dark. Every year, Wisconsin Public Service says stray balloons cause outages. Mylar balloons that come into contact with power lines act as a conductor, creating a short circuit that can disrupt power and even cause lines to fall to the ground. Wisconsin Public Service says to never release balloons outside. After a historically warm winter last year canceled several events, Michigan sturgeon season came back in full swing this month. As Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Homsey explains, it broke records with the most participants and the fastest timing for what's already known as one of the shortest fishing seasons.
Nearly 800 anglers hit the ice this year for a chance to spear the iconic dinosaur fish. The season only lasted 17 minutes before the seven fish quota was met. Randy Claremont is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says warmer winters have become an increasing source of uncertainty for ice fishing.
Stressful situation last year with the poor ice, having to try to cancel the fishery. So seeing not only coming back, but back strong, right? Another very short season, but this is fantastic.
The largest fish caught this year was 5'3" and weighed nearly 80 pounds. Researchers estimated the female sturgeon was more than a century old. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesy.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.